On today's show, Tesla stuns its critics and posts a pretty good profit. The AAA says all those safety features on cars are driving up repair costs. And why? Over-the-air updates can help boost sales of electric cars. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the automotive industry. Just as we predicted in yesterday's show, Tesla posted impressive third quarter financial numbers. Its revenue shot up 128%. Its car sales shot up a jaw-dropping 220%. It posted an operating profit that represents a nearly billion-dollar swing from its loss a year ago, and it posted a net profit that also represents a nearly billion-dollar swing. This is an important milestone for the company. If this is a sustainable performance that continues for many quarters to come. If it's just a flash in the pan, the critics and the shorts will have a field day. Meanwhile, the Ford Motor Company also reported its third quarter earnings yesterday, and it's lucky that the media's attention was firmly focused on Tesla. Revenue rose a bit to just over $37 billion, and yet the company sold 10% fewer vehicles. That shows the kind of pricing power that Ford is getting with its trucks and SUVs. But the company's operating profit dropped 38% and its net profits plummeted 58%. Clearly, the stock market is not impressed with Ford's numbers. The stock closed at $8.18 yesterday, and it looks like it could drop down into the $7 range. In fact, it's now been dropping for four straight years. Conversely, the market was clearly impressed with Tesla's numbers. The stock closed up nearly 10% on the news, and at one point, it was flirting with the $300 per share number again. But coming up next, we're going to tell you why Consumer Reports just crucified Tesla.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems, and by ExxonMobil.
Consumer Reports just released its annual reliability survey, and 12 models on the list, including the Tesla Model S, lost their recommendation. But on the flip side, 16 models earned a buy recommendation. The Model S lost its recommendation because of suspension problems cited by CR members in the survey. The company made air suspension and all-wheel drive standard in 2017. The car's road test remained high compared to other models, but the suspension issues dropped its score. This is not the first time that the Model S lost its recommendation. That happened back in 2015, but Tesla gained it back the following year. While advanced driver assistance technology, ADAS, will help prevent accidents, if the vehicle does get in a minor fender bender, you're going to end up with a hefty repair bill. A new study from the AAA found that vehicles equipped with ADAS technology that are involved in just minor front-end or rear-end collisions have repair bills as high as $5,300, and that's 2.5 times larger than vehicles without those systems. And while that's going to put a dent in your wallet, you may remember it can cost $34,000 to repair the front end of a Kia K900. Hey, programming note here. There will not be an AutoLine After Hours later today, but join us next week when we'll have the all-new Chevrolet Silverado in the studio, along with Tim Herrick, the chief engineer, who's going to take us through how they developed that truck. Coming up next, how over-the-air updates can boost sales of electric cars.
At Bridgestone, our engineers want to help make sure you're not stuck on the side of the road. Our revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles.
Ready to go.
Watch our latest Archer demo at BridgestoneTire.com.
Electricity is a lot cheaper than gasoline, so electric cars are cheaper to operate. Most people can probably save nearly $700 a year with an EV. So if you keep the car long enough, say 8 to 10 years, you can save thousands, enough to make up for the big sticker price. Problem is, people who buy new cars typically don't keep them that long. They keep them about 5 years. Then they want a new car with all the latest features. And that's why over-the-air updates are critically important for electric cars. That allows an automaker to add new features and improve your car while it's parked in the garage. And that can make owners want to keep it longer. Right now, only Tesla can do that. But every car company is going to have to do it to make electric cars competitive. Wow, here is an interesting development. The German company Gestamp is opening a stamping plant in Japan that will provide hot-stamped body and white panels to Honda. Look, it's almost unheard of for foreign companies to operate automotive factories in Japan, especially those involving something as traditional as stamping. Japan has historically been off-limits to this kind of investment. And this is a sign of how fast things are changing in the world, especially in the automotive world. And it is a very welcome development. But that brings us to the end of today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.